escape.
C-3PO finished. He studied the unconscious Killick with a cocked head for a moment, then turned to Luke.
Pardon me, Master Skywalker, but are we making our escape attempt now?
No, Han growled. We just thought we'd have some fun beating up our guards.
Oh.
C-3PO straightened his head.
In that case, you're going to have quite an exciting time. Saras was trying to tell you that there is a whole company of reinforcements coming up the ramp.
Luke and Han exchanged glances. Then Han said, I'll take him. He hefted a stool, then went into his own room and turned toward the hatch. You just get that wall open. Luke followed Han and went to the wall, where he had been having R2-D2 scratch X's. He used his finger to connect four sets of X's together, tracing an imaginary asterisk on the wall. By this time, the Saras reinforcements had arrived outside the cell.
I've got it under control, Skywalker, Han said.
The wall in Luke's room brightened with the blue glow of an exterior spotlight. Luke summoned as much force energy as he could into himself, then drew his arm back and slammed a palm heel into the center of the asterisk. His hand drove through the spin glass almost effortlessly, shattering it along the stress lines R2-D2 had etched into the wall. Outside was the blocky, carbon-scored hull of June's Ronto-class transport, hovering 20 meters off the ground with a boarding ramp butted against the wall outside Luke's room. A dark Ewok head peered out of the ship's hatch and began to jabber at Luke. A flurry of sharp plinking sounds broke out behind them as the Saras guards began to fire through the hatch wall with their shatter guns.
Go!
Han turned away from the hatch and crossed the tiny room in two bounds.
Go now!
Luke barely caught hold of Han's belt as he flew past. He pushed off the side of the hole, force-leaping onto the DR-919A's boarding ramp. As they balanced there, shattergun pellets began to thunk into the hull beside them, creating a circle of fist-sized dents just 3 meters away.
Blast!
Han turned to look back toward their prison.
That was too close!
Han's exclamation came to a startled end as the DR-919A began to bank away, the boarding ramp retracting with them still on it. He whirled toward the hatch and began to curse out Tarfang, but Luke did not hear what he said. June's voice immediately came over the intercom.
Secure yourselves back there. I'm pushing the throttles to 70%.
Han took a deep breath and looked genuinely scared.
May the Force be with us!
A moment later, the DR-919A shuddered and began to accelerate sluggishly. Han put his ear to the hull and listened for a moment, then sighed in relief. They all headed forward and came to the DR-919A's flight deck. Extremely basic, it was little more than the forward end of the main deck, with a couple of Celestin-sized swivel chairs bolted in front of an instrument console. The viewport was barely large enough to justify the name, with the blue curtain of the Utagetu Nebula stretched across the micro-pitted transparisteel and the cragged peak of one of Wotaba's high mountains protruding up in the foreground.
Welcome aboard!
June did not look away from his instruments as he spoke.
I'm sorry we were late, but the Saras are evacuating their nest, and the Squibs wanted us to pick up a load from the replica factory.
Evacuating their nest? Luke gasped.
Yes, it's half empty already, June said. They're surrendering it all to the Fizz.
I don't like the sound of that, Luke said.
Me either, Han agreed. I think they were going to leave us.
We wouldn't have left you, Captain Solo, June assured him. We just had to avoid drawing suspicion. Now please take your seats and buckle in. Saras is sending a swarm of dart ships after us.
Luke ignored the instructions and peered over the Celestin's shoulder at the navigation display. It was filled with static, but a swirling mass of tiny dark dashes did seem to be rising from an amorphous blob of lights that might have been Saras' nest.
Can you outrun them?
Tarfang barked something indignant, then waved a furry hand toward the passenger seats at the rear of the deck.